This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because, together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, man, it's a wonderful day. The crew is back. Audrey Mason, Ed Stoven, dusty but not broken. Right here on SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Now, I might want to think twice about someone in the room not being broken. She did not come with an owner's manual. This segment is brought to you by Primary Residence. I'm telling you, you
she
don't have
like
a manual.
Bikes either.
And you don't have a warranty card. That's another problem. Primary Residential Mortgage. Man, I tell you, that guy... If you ever needed anything mortgage-wise and you don't call Chris, well, it's your fault. 619-722-1303. Chris is an expert when it comes to anything and everything with refi, buying, selling, military, reverse mortgage. Whatever it has to do in the industry of mortgages, you need to call Chris Wiley. 619-722-1303. Tell him thanks for sponsoring SDORC Dirt Radio. SNS Off-Road Magazine. I think they changed your website. SSORMAG.
Yeah, SSORMAG.
Has it always been that way?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I never, no wonder I've been ruining it. But anyway, if you're an off-roader, maybe you're a beginner, never done it before in your life, and you need to get more education, go to SSORMAG.com. That's SNS Off-Road Magazine. Sherry and Steve will, you got what? Would you say over 100 pages now online?
It's around 100 pages, yeah.
Which before on the magazine, it was like...
It used to be 32.
Yeah, so you're getting 30? More information. Classifieds, buying, selling, events, calendar.
Yeah, the calendar of events is key.
Coming events is great. Can find out all kind of interesting stuff coming up.
Well, and plan your whatever it is that you want to do, especially if you went out and bought a Jeep.
You can look now and you can plan your whole desert season around
so
events.
Are there builders and what have you sponsoring on that site? You know, say somebody just buys a brand new Wrangler and doesn't know what to do with it.
There are manufacturers and businesses that advertise.
That are associated with that? Okay, that's
and you can
super
like,
good.
Okay, I can fix my ATV.
I can do stuff to my Jeep.
Right. Yeah.
Or do they have a Q&A? Like, hey, I bought
this.
They do. Wow. I love Q&As.
Sherry and Steve will answer any questions that you have. You have the reader's port. It's all about the readers. She loves you contacting her and
she
reaching
wants you
out.
Send pictures of her kids and your dogs and your rollovers.
So the deadline is this Wednesday for contributing. Huh. Like I have a column in there. And this month they're asking for your pictures of being stuck.
That's what I know. I look
your
at
best
that.
Stuck pictures.
I'm
and
thinking,
boy, did they, last year they had some good ones. Like, ooh. How in the world did you hire a helicopter? A military? Oh. Like, how do you get that out of there?
My best stuck one is going to be Glamis for Veterans Day. Last year, we went out and I had a old school Manx for Big Joe, and we had a Bronco for Oak, and in our group we had a Bronco, we have an old Manx and a couple of Jeeps and a couple of quads, a couple of dirt bikes with us, and a minivan. And the minivan made it into the small dunes and into the medium dune and got stuck hard.
It's
one of my favorite Glamis trips that we ever did.
Tell you what,
pulling a minivan
out of the dunes.
You want to be a star?
Yeah.
Let me get a Rolls Royce.
Culligan? You want to take a Culligan out?
No,
can we take the Culligan?
No, take the Ghost.
Oh, the Ghost.
And go get stuck in the sand.
That's
you think
nice.
That would? Do you think that would put us on the top of the list?
That would put us on the top of the
can
list.
Can we have a waiter bring in hors d'oeuvres?
Well, with
the Grey
Poupon, that's for sure. But I guarantee you, you'll never get another Rolls Royce again.
Well,
but
it might
I don't
be
know,
worth
Jerry.
It.
Yeah, Jerry might go that way because Jerry's kind of a wild and crazy guy.
He works at
Rolls Royce. But
we could stage it so it's not that stuck.
If you don't get it stuck, let's not do it. I mean,
it's
that's kind of how.
Fun.
Right. See, girl after my own heart.
Yeah.
So We got some time. How was Lost Lizard?
Glad you asked.
Did it meet your expectations? Let me ask you that.
It exceeded.
Did it really?
Yes. I feel so blessed this year. I'm so grateful this year. We had more volunteers around to help set up.
Which we never have.
Which it's
just
hard.
Sign up was smooth.
Yes.
We never have smooth sign up.
We never have smooth. Thank you, Diana. Thank you, Jamie, and Jeffrey, and Dave,
Lauren.
And Lauren. They were absolutely amazing with pre-registration and registration and getting all the bags stuffed and having it there.
Such
she picked
a relief.
Up the shirts. We actually had the shirts. We actually had pre-registration open at like 3. And we on Friday, the day before. Normally, I'm struggling. Normally, people are coming in, and I'm like 6, maybe 7. I don't know. Shirts
was
aren't
it
here
last
yet.
Last year, we were stuffing shirts
at
6 o'clock
at
on
night.
Friday.
We were stuffing the pre-registration
shirts. Like voting
shirts
in Nevada.
Yeah. It was. It's always last minute. It's always a headache. And this year was so smooth.
Well, it helps with volunteers.
It does. It does. But, you know, every little thing, you know, I made a mistake of. I thought I had the final map. And I gave them out to go do the course, and I gave them the
KJ
one that was
KJ and I
entered.
Were almost at blows.
KJ
saying we have to
map.
Go that way. I'm saying no, we have to go that way.
And so, you know,
and
one
luckily
little hiccup
cell phones work out there.
In the drop of a volunteer chain, you know. And then I've been on some crazy drugs with what I've had going on with me, with what's been broken. So I don't have a brain. I'm half a brain. Right. I'm a fog. I shouldn't be dealing with
and
stuff.
And you only had a quarter before.
And no. So I'm everybody
Wait,
calls me. I
math.
Delegate. Hey, you need to do this. Hey, you need to do this. Right. Hey, can you please go do this? Because
do
I can't do it, you know.
Well, that
and
was smart. That was
yeah,
smart.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Okay, so how was attendance? I guess that's another important thing.
We had less people attend this year than we had in 2021 and 2019. But I think that we had a bigger event.
We had 600 entries as opposed to 700 the previous couple of years.
Yeah.
But you know what? Those 2 years, it was a big impact on the desert.
Oh, yeah.
The checkpoints had a hard time because there was long lines out. Do you remember how long? I don't know if you got out there, but there was lines of people waiting to get processed to play the game and get their card.
Out another way,
there's still
and so
lines.
We think about like what's the best amount of people. Yeah. And I think 600, what we had, is optimal. Because we want enough people to make money and
have
a lot of fun.
Yeah, but we don't
want
too
so many.
We don't want it to take too long.
Yeah.
You don't want
Otherwise,
you stuck
you
on the route.
Otherwise, you
got
to figure out how to rework the checkpoints.
Yes.
Either, if you have on two sides, you know, where it's a two-lane checkpoint.
South Coast RV had one of the most. South Coast RV. At Chula Vista had the most organized checkpoint that I didn't get to see it. I didn't get to leave base camp.
Right.
But my husband took pictures and
they were
sent
very
me pictures.
Organized, yes.
They had it lined out where you went through your lines, you played your games. It was perfect. You didn't really wait in line too long. Okay. It was like a perfect. And they had they brought stakes and the pink ribbons and made line like you go through here
like
into this way, follow
you
it
go
through
up and back,
almost like at the airport.
So I guess the best way to put it is if you're listening to this and you own a business, and it doesn't have to be off-road oriented, it could be a donut shop, you want massive amounts of exposure and give back to an organization that wants to keep the deserts open. This may not be a bad thing for you to write down for next year.
I had the Wise Ox Butcher Shop.
I don't see any sandwiches
well, their
in front
banner
of you.
Was up.
Did I not say they can't advertise unless they feed me? And I have driven by that darn place twice, and I have yet to stop. But I've asked so many people about it.
I forgot about it today. So,
I did too.
We have to take a quick break.
We still got 45 minutes about not feeding me to talk about it. Have you eaten there? Have you eaten there?
I had one sandwich.
Well, no,
yeah.
I did.
It
no.
was delicious. Yeah. I had the roast beef.
No, I did.
And
I'm
I didn't
sorry.
Ask for any changes. Yes. Just make it the way you make it, and it was delicious.
Well, that's because they like what they do. And I love family bar or family butcher shops.
Yes.
And I haven't been in it. I've driven by it.
Yeah, I had the Philly from there, and it was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Okay, radio's canceled if I don't get a sandwich next Sunday, 12 o'clock, right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, this, how could I jump too many pages on my advertising
Who's
sheet?
Who's our next advertiser?
You got to go to the front. Go to the next
one.
Oh,
yeah, I did.
Alpha
I was
Site
never
Logistics.
At the front. Oh, Alpha Site Logistics.
God, yes. Helped us out in the desert.
How'd that work out?
So they gave us 9 toilets and 9 wash stations
with
a dumpster, with toilet paper, with extra toilet paper just in case, but we didn't end up running out.
Good.
And they stayed clean.
And the wash bins were next to them.
Yep.
And if anybody comes in and inspects, like from the state or they just walk on by because it's off of site.
It's off of logistics.
So they just walk on by. They don't have to inspect them.
Well, I have my hazmat container underneath them because you know you have to have that. So
but
you have the
didn't
catch.
They provide all that?
Yeah. They gave it to me and they sponsored it.
That's why I'm saying
it.
So they walk on by. Yes. So if you're going to go out to the desert, maybe it's the first time you've done an event, whatever it is, you need to call these folks. The phone number is 1-8. Oh, no, that's not it. How many different commercials have we done?
Do you remember it, Audrey?
Oh, you know what? I got 37 pages. That's why. So you need to call them at 760-352-8383. 760-352-8383. And how about a shout out to Imperial Valley Dodge Jeep?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. They were a great.
They've been a great sponsor. And I love the fact, being an old service manager, that they're open Saturdays and Sundays during the season.
Yes.
I think that is so huge. Because you know what it takes to tow something in.
They recently actually closed on Sundays.
Oh, did they?
Yes. So parts is no longer open on Sundays. So it's only Saturdays. It's the workforce. So Isaac and I were actually talking about that.
No, I get it. I get it.
And Minnow and I were talking about that at the Lost Lizard. They're down.
They don't mark up their products, do they?
Not really, no.
So if you're looking,
it makes a big difference.
Makes a major difference because most of the Jeep dealers in town, they mark up their vehicles anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000.
Yeah.
Oh, above the normal.
MSRP.
Yeah.
So if Imperial is working with us off-roaders, then you need to go out to Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram 2329 U.S. Highway 86 in El Centro. Just call them. Mm-hmm. The best way to do that is, or just go to ivcdjr.com.
They brought some nice stuff to the event, had it parked in our base camp.
Yeah.
Which is fun to look at.
Yeah, it's always
fun. A couple
of
built to the tilt rams. And,
of course.
A couple of built Jeeps.
I mean, you're out in the middle of.
Yeah, and then Minnow's buddy owns like a monster Jeep that's been built to the tilt out there. And then everybody was drooling over that one. It was great.
So you had a good event.
Yeah.
The poker run was fun.
Yes.
Somebody threw some money at you at this event. What was up with that?
Oh, my goodness. I was so surprised.
You didn't know?
I didn't know.
I had
no clue. I cried like a baby on stage. I cried afterwards.
You remember how
so
we wanted
grateful.
Checkpoint 5 out in the desert and they were insisting?
Yeah.
And like.
What were they insisting?
To be
to have it in the base camp.
Well, it was
and
because
we wanted it out in the desert.
They had a dump tank with 500 gallons of water.
Who are we talking about?
TDS, Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club.
Yeah. That's so, Bo and his
Tierra del Sol.
Yeah. Bo
They're
had it all planned out.
Safari.
It was so great. And Bill and Mike and everybody. Oh, my gosh. I was so blessed. I cried. Joey.
And what did they give you, a dollar?
$10,000 check out there to support
plus
us with what we're doing. Plus they
from
did
the
dunk tank
money.
So their game at the dunk tank was get 3 balls for $5.
Yeah.
You get 5 raffle tickets. So it's the same as buying your 5 raffle tickets because it's a dollar a raffle ticket. But you get 3 balls, you do the dunk tank.
Who'd
and then
dunk?
All the money. There was different people all throughout the day.
Did you get in there?
I couldn't get in there. I was planned on being in there for 2 to 4 hours, but my doctor said no.
It's a shock to your system when the thing goes and you go crashing down.
Yeah, so plus I couldn't
do it. Plus, it's a family event. It would have been X-rated.
Oh, my God.
If you get all wet,
t-shirt.
Trust me, they could do a movie on you if you got all wet. All right.
Why, thank you. I appreciate that.
So we won't go there, but So,
and I volunteered with my itty bitty
kitty. I'm sure you did.
I did, but I didn't.
Who were some of the other checkpoint folks who did such a great job?
So actually, San Diego FJ Cruisers, they're out right now. I meant to say this when we first started. San Diego FJ Cruisers is at B&S Brewery right now.
That's
today,
what I heard.
For an off-road swap meet and a little expo. They've got Gathering. They've got the Sweetfire Barbecue there.
There's a
couple
of
vendors there. So today at B&S Brewery right now going on, it's a Toys for Tots fundraiser with the San Diego Jeep Club and FJ Cruisers. ORW is out there. A couple of others are out there. So if you don't have anything going on until 4 o'clock today at B&S Brewery. Oh,
so you're going out there when you leave here.
I am. I actually went and set up my booth.
You're
going to
have a nice fat sandwich and think of me.
I am.
As I'm sitting back here starving.
You know, when I leave here, would you like me to go get you Wise Ox and bring it back to you? I would do that for you.
I know you would, but no, that's okay. But I'm telling you, B&S, did you know they have a distillery in there as well besides beer?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well, you don't drink hard stuff, do you?
They do whiskey.
No, they do the vodka will knock your socks off.
And vodka, yeah. I have not had I'm not a vodka drinker. I'm a whiskey girl.
Yeah, I'm not. I just got a bottle of Marshall's or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's supposed to be pretty high end.
Well, San Diego FJ Cruisers the Checkpoint 2, right? No, Checkpoint 2 was Lifestyle Garage. They put in Checkpoint 4.
Okay.
Checkpoint 4. They had a couple of different games. One of them, they had full body skeletons and like different positions with their hands up and whatever. And you had to throw glow in the dark rings
on parts of the body.
Yeah,
like the heart,
over
liver.
The heart, yeah, right, over the right. head, over the arm. You know, should've they had the foot out.
Should have just stood you up there with all your broken parts.
She glows from all those X-rays.
Yeah, she does glow in the dark now.
And you know what else they were giving out there at the FJ Cruiser?
Otter Pops.
I had 4 Otter Pops. Is that wrong?
That's wrong. That's so wrong.
Yeah.
Who else was out there in the checkpoints? Because I want to give these guys the accolades for...
How do they have frozen Otter Pops at like 2 in the afternoon?
You don't
I don't
know
how they how
You don't
want to
know.
I don't want to know, but they succeeded.
That's why you're glowing. In the dark.
I'm glowing because of the artificial sweet colors I ate.
Is it cold in here or is it me?
No, it's not.
I'm cold. My house is cold.
Looks like
it just was chilled. I got a beanie on.
He definitely has a beanie on, but looks like an acorn.
So the first checkpoint was ARC Trooper. So that's Jesse and Robert Puffenbarger. They've come on and been on.
Yeah,
she's the rebel.
Yes, Jesse.
She's absolutely amazing.
I'm sure it was a great checkpoint.
She had a big birthday bash the weekend before. So shout out. Happy birthday, Jesse. I hope you had a great one. Thank you so much for everything you did. So they're ARC Trooper. They had a Star Wars themed one.
Really?
You come in. Yeah, they had a couple shooting games and stuff. They had a great checkpoint. And then you went to number 2, Lifestyle Garage. Lifestyle Garage had 4 or 5 games that they had set up, and they were handing out a bunch of swag and everything. They did a great job there at Lifestyle Garage. And then Checkpoint 3 was South Coast RV with one of the most just
elaborate.
Organized and elaborate setup that I've ever seen in the 10 years that I've been involved in.
I wonder if they've ever done them before.
They said no. They've never hosted one before. So they did a bunch of research on it and they had the toilet set up and they had fake poop and it was toss the poop in the toilet.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, can I say this?
Yeah.
Toss the shitter.
It
was
funny.
Great. It was absolutely amazing. People were laughing. They had a great time.
God.
Music playing. South Coast RV did absolutely amazing job. And then you went to Checkpoint 4, which was FJ Cruisers, and they had the skeleton toss, and they had a couple other games. They were giving away chips, water, sodas, Otter Pops.
And Otter Pops. And it was warm, and the Otter Pops really hit the spot.
Can't figure out how that worked.
Yeah, yeah. And then Checkpoint 5 ended up being at headquarters with us, and that was Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club, and they did a dunk tank, which they brought 500 gallons of water out to the desert and had a full-on dunk tank.
Those big totes in the back of trucks?
Yeah.
So then they had to pump it into
the dunk tank. And then the storm in San Diego that happened
made
it freezing out in the desert. So those poor guys were freezing in the dunk tank. There was a couple of girls too. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there was a couple of girls too. They had different people throughout the day.
The McFeeder girls? No. Nicole's daughters, they said they were going to go in. I didn't see it. They didn't come.
Yeah, only Brian, her son, came. But a couple of other ones, random people. Like my husband was telling people out, they were there, and then my husband would tell people that, well, you can volunteer, go do it. So, Dirt Rider Foundation, Desiree and Justin went in the dunk tank for
Justin did the dunk tank.
Yeah, he got dunked once or twice. Yeah,
oh my god,
it was absolutely great. It just made for an all around fun, just an amazing day in the desert.
Well, that's what it was. It was a family event.
We had absolutely no injuries. We had a great time.
Nobody got lost.
A couple of people got lost, but it's kind of a part of that.
We had some people go to Sand Dam and make their way from Sand Dam
all the way back through.
They weren't trying to stay on the route if they went to Sand Dam.
Yeah.
That's just like off in the... So Audrey's husband, KJ, and I marked the route.
Yeah.
And we put thousands of flags down. Like there's no way you could
get lost.
You could see the next flag when you were near each flag.
Yeah.
And places like when two trails came, you would...
Like you we would have to three, go right
We
or
had
left.
Three flags in a row on the trail you took. So it's obvious. And then you see another one right over there. Right.
Yeah, so it blocks the one you're not supposed to take.
We had a little bit of marking trouble last year, so I was thinking we're going to knock it dead and
you
get
blocked. You were anal about making it right.
We had more volunteers.
So, you know, you had Ed and KJ. We had San Diego Dune Tours donate us a Polaris Ranger. So they had a Ranger to get in and out of. Did the volunteers all come from SDRC or was it from multiple groups? Most of them came from our main group.
Okay.
We had about 25.
Wow.
Which is more than we've had. Rick Moore, God bless his heart. He's probably at church. Well, he's done from church right now. He's probably listening. Hopefully, Rick's happy birthday,
Hi,
Rick.
Happy birthday, 21 years old.
He's out on the trail, marking the trail. It's his birthday day. It's blowing like crazy out there because the storm.
It?
Oh, it was miserable. Yeah. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, absolutely miserable.
Wednesday was wind was blowing like sand was blowing, and it was hard to see the hill over there. There was so much. It was gnarly.
You couldn't see
Wednesday.
Our camp from the orange trailer and base camp because it was blowing so bad.
So Saturday, the good Lord said, okay, you've had enough.
Saturday, the good Lord opened up and it was a
wonderful.
Beautiful day.
Have a wonderful
all day Saturday.
Just enough breeze to move the dust.
It was
great.
Absolutely amazing. Wow. But then Monday, it blew so hard that you couldn't even see the tracks of any of the people that we just took through the entire course. There was nothing.
All right.
So great.
Hey, let's take a break. We got a whole lot more right here on SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Fire and ice, heating and air, man. I know. AC, done with that. But boy, do we need heat today because it's chilly outside. And you know, you want to go with a family owned company doing this since 1983. That's right. So give them a call, 1-800-400-FIRE. That's 3473. Or just go fire and ice, HVAC.com. Go with somebody you can trust. Discounts on seniors and military, and free second opinion. Now, that is awesome. So if somebody's telling you, well, it's like 10 grand to redo your AC and heating and air, give these guys a crack at it. If they can't beat it, won't cost you nothing. That is Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning, the Ashley family in Lakeside. Thank you very much. 1-800-400-3473. And Wayne Miller Tire. I don't care if you need a golf cart tire or a tractor trailer tire. Wayne Miller's got it all. And because he was kind of turning business away, people would come in for tires, but yet they needed an oil change, a tune-up, an alignment, shock, suspension. He says, all right, fine. I'll just turn myself into a full-blown repair shop. Give him a call, 619-596-2800.
Wait, didn't both of those guys donate to the raffle?
I'm sure they did.
Yes, they did.
What did we get, Audrey?
Fire and Ice gave us a huge projector with a projector screen and a sound system so that you could set up your camp. You could be camping with your group and you could be outside under the stars and watch a movie at night in the desert next to your campfire or your backyard next to your campfire, wherever you are. It's that time of year. Absolutely amazing. It was like a $1,500 value from Fire and Ice.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, and then Wayne Miller Mobile Tire gave us $500 towards a set of tires. So,
Yes. Who doesn't need tires?
Yeah, exactly. I know I do right now.
So at the fun run, a lot of things went right. A couple of things went wrong. One of them was, Rick Moore and Mark LaFontaine were running the route on Friday afternoon, and they discovered that about a half mile of route markers were pulled out.
Oh.
And they had route markers, and so they drove around till they found the route on the other side, and they marked it back. And so Saturday morning, I got up early and I grabbed a bunch of markers, got on my motorcycle, and I ran the route just to make sure no funny business happened Friday night.
Yeah.
And the route was fine.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was kind of screwy. And that's the kind of thing that can really ruin an event. Like, the route markers just end and now we're lost in the desert.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad those guys found that.
Yeah, definitely.
And the other thing that went wrong is during the raffle, we had a problem. So the raffle, imagine a couple thousand people sitting in their lawn chairs and we're on a trailer passing out raffle tickets. And the DJ was Chris Boyer from the DSC show, who really does a great job as a master of ceremonies up there. He and Rob really do a great job. So we're doing the raffle and the PA stopped working.
Yeah.
And we tried to do it without, and from halfway back to the far back, they just couldn't hear us. So Tierra del Sol had a little mobile PA. They ran it up, and we started using that, but it wasn't enough. People still couldn't hear us. And we were, panicking. We didn't know what to do, and people are yelling, "We can't hear you!" But Rob and those guys got the PA working after about 5 minutes, and
my husband. We were able to, my husband saved the day. It was the generator.
KJ?
Yeah. They had the generator on eco mode and it couldn't withstand the power outdraw for the PA system. So it overheated and it shut down and then it turned off the entire PA system. So then it was like we were running to each of the speakers and checking the wires and doing this. And it was like we were down for like 15 minutes of trying to figure out what to do and how to do it. And we are so thankful. Everybody was so patient with us.
Then somebody looked at it and said, "Why is it an eco mode?"
My husband.
Oh, thank goodness.
My husband looked at it and was like, "Oh, well, we got to do this. Got to draw that.
I don't know." I was on the stage helping with
somebody
the prizes.
Was just trying to save fuel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, normally it'd be fine. So who are the food vendors? Do you remember any of those, Audrey?
Oh, great. I'm hungry and you're going to bring up
food. Yes, we had hot dogs, specialty dogs out of Brawley, and he had custom hot dogs and French fries, and they were really good. And then we had Big Daddy Tacos, and he had carne asada, pollo asada, al pastor,
fish
and shrimp.
And beef tacos, and they were all great.
The fish was shark. It was absolutely amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it was absolutely
amazing.
So
you bit the shark instead of the shark biting you?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was amazing. And then we had rolling cones.
Rolling cones.
Roy with rolling
some
cones.
Chocolate ice cream.
What's that?
Yes, ice cream. Yeah.
How could you have ice cream in the desert?
That's what
I want
to know.
It was a warm day. It was absolutely amazing. And,
and they give you free ice cream to anybody in a uniform.
Yes.
Whether it's a Cub Scout, a military guy, or whatever.
First responder.
What if you dressed up as a nurse?
Dress as a nurse, they would be highly suspicious.
Yeah. But no, anybody in a uniform, any first responder, a nurse, they would have done it. Roy is so amazing. And then he feels bad if he doesn't realize if you're in the military and he charges you.
He has to eat a cone all by himself.
He'll chase you down. He'll give you your money back. He did that to two people in front of me on Saturday.
Really?
Like, he chased him down and they were like, no, we want to support you. And he's like, no, I can't
accept
your money.
You. No, I want to support you. No. And they stand there for 3 hours at the intersection and can't get across the street.
Yeah, I know, but that's just the mentality. I mean, Dirt Design was there. Dirt Design was absolutely amazing.
Are they from, is that ice cream guy from?
Imperial Valley.
Oh, we need to get him on the next time we do a segment.
Yeah.
You tell me KUSI wouldn't eat ice cream?
Oh, they would love ice cream.
They'll eat anything.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do it for the money. He just enjoys going out and helping people.
I bet he makes his own. Does he make his own ice cream?
No, he goes and buys it.
Buys the ice cream. But he likes giving out ice cream to people who are deserving.
I love ice cream.
Whatever the uniform they're wearing.
Cool.
Brownies.
So you had that, and you had the big raffle prizes.
Oh, the raffle went great. And we had a smooth raffle. I can't believe. We had two kids. We had a teenager win the 125 we gave away. And we had a little boy, younger kid, maybe eight.
Yeah.
When the 50 was absolutely perfect. So excited. I mean, the expression on their faces, them running up, them being so excited, you know, even the teenage kid, I think he was like 12 or 13, and he jumped on the 125 and he went to kick it right off the bat. And I'm like, yeah. I was like, you can't ride it if you can't start it. And he's like, I can start it. And I was like, right on. Get your dad over here to sign this waiver.
Yeah, then we'll let you sign it.
Then we'll top it off. You can go ride.
Yeah.
Duct tape a flashlight to the handlebar.
Yeah, which we gave them. They want a helmet with it, so we provided the helmet.
Well, yeah, you
got
to give some of the safety gear to go with it.
Yeah, that's all we give, though. We only give the helmet.
Well, yeah, that's the most important.
Did
you see that post on Facebook where it shows a scrape all down the whole side of a full-face helmet? And the post is, this is why I wear a helmet. I mean, whatever he did, he went down, and it went from, like, here all the way up. I mean, and it's ground. I mean... is ground.
There was a person yesterday who got into an accident in Ocotillo Wells, and he was in a side-by-side, busted his helmet off, and hit his head on the bar. So he flipped it over, ripped his helmet off, busted his helmet off, and then hit his head on the bar, ended up with a head injury.
Yeah.
Had nobody with him, had to walk down Split Mountain, found a camp, and down Split Mountain, and those people called and had air support, lifelight him out because
you know he didn't have that helmet on properly.
They don't rip it off. If you don't have the chin strap actually tucked and done, it's a very, very strong possibility that minute you go over, the minute that you just slightly, that helmet's going to fly right
off.
If it's
too big.
If it's too big.
And I'm only bringing
this
up.
You have the chin strap too loose.
I'm only bringing this up because people will say things like, well, maybe it was the equipment. No, if it's put on properly.
Yeah.
Because you know as well as I do, they do enough helmet testing. Mm-hmm. It's got to rip your head off at the neck before the helmet pops off if you put it on properly.
Yeah. I'm all about that. You have to know how. We had a couple of newbies out. I went over some things with them.
Good.
You know, talked about airing down where they needed to be to. I had the guy was like, I'm good. I aired down. I was like, cool, awesome. What'd you air down to? And he's like, 27. And I was like, oh, dude.
Let's keep going.
Let's try 15. Let's try 12. You know, let's start at 15.
Oh,
you have
I can't
any
go
issues.
That low.
And that's exactly what they're saying to me, and they're
because
worried
they
about.
Don't know.
And
15
I'm like, no,
is great.
That's perfect. You're gonna have an easier ride.
I wish we had the more advertisers traction. And the money to go out and bring a bunch of people and say, okay, here's a vehicle at 35 pounds. Go through that trail.
Yeah.
Here's one at 26. Go through that trail. Yeah. Here's one at 15. Tell me what you think when you get back. I mean, you know, really?
Really?
Wouldn't that be something kind of like a driver's ed for off-road?
Yeah.
I know I keep, well, you're not doing nothing else. I mean, you might as well.
We're not that busy.
You're too busy. She is now footloose and fancy free. She now sleeps until 11, has bonbons and coffee.
In bed.
Watches her soap operas.
Jeez.
You know, writes a couple articles, takes a nap, got to do the 2 o'clock nap till 3. Yeah. And we're going to fix that young lady.
You think too highly of
me. How late did you stay? I got there on Tuesday night after the SDRC meeting, and Audrey was there. Audrey and KJ were there.
Tuesday morning.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
He just was off the week?
Yeah, he takes the week off so that he can.
I don't blame him because you got somebody.
He's got to do course. So he was always the first one out there because he always wants to start the course to make sure that it goes how it's supposed to go.
And the course
and
went fine. Nobody got stuck?
Through. Yeah, because
people got stuck in a couple spots.
I pulled
somebody out at the end. Andy and I, my buddy.
Was your Suzuki?
He rented a Razor.
Side by side.
And was it a Razor or a Maverick? We rented a Maverick over at
Ocotillo
Wells
and
blew
that
in. And it wasn't that the course was bad. The guy just went off over the berm in a sand wash and got wedged into the wall.
Gotcha.
It wasn't. And then, but there was a part of the course where it was, got churned up. It was an uphill, and it got really soft, and some fairly capable vehicles got stuck.
Well, they're not getting stuck is no fun.
Well, we got plenty of
this. I started the music on this.
I hear something.
I see it too.
I'm gonna break dance to this. Watch me do a head spin.
All right, well, I guess we're gonna take a quick break early. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
When you say that's it, boy, I'm finally beat. You're going 90 miles an hour.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
The Wise Ox Butcher Shop. I want to go there so bad. I've driven by it twice, and I've actually smelled the smoke, and it's definitely a reason for you to go in. It is a local butcher shop that you would probably never see, like a neighborhood butcher shop. It's right there in the North Park, and they have one in La Costa. It's owned and operated by the Trust Restaurant Group. The Wise Ox is not only your classic meat shop, it's a deli, wine shop, pantry, and it's all parts and pieces that make up their award-winning restaurant group as well, because that's where they get all their food. Available to you to enjoy at home, it's a shop, and it highlights premium beef, heritage pork, free-range chicken, all painstakingly sourced by the expert chefs and butchers. The Wise Ox Butcher Shop in North Park, 2855 El Cajon Boulevard, Suite 1. Just follow your nose.
Okay, so they gave us a $250 gift card to get whatever you wanted at their meat deli. And I did it as a bucket, right?
Mm-hmm.
That bucket probably had a quarter, you know, it's a 5 gallon bucket. It was probably a quarter of the way full with raffle tickets in it for the meat. And the guy who won it was so excited and so happy. And I told him, I was like, you get to go choose whatever you want from their meat selection. And he was like, I want a brisket.
I love brisket.
Oh my God.
Probably just tell him, hey, with for another mustard? $5, smoke it for me and I'll come back and get it cooked. I don't have to mess with it. Because they've got this massive smoker or barbecue out front.
Yeah.
Have you been by the one in El Cajon Boulevard?
I have not. I had it picked up and brought to me.
Oh, you need to go out there. I mean, yeah. I drove by and it was like, whoa. You know, I kind of thought it was just a little, but it's a pretty good sized joint. I may go there Monday.
Yeah.
Take my Jeep up there and rev it up and make noise.
Take your what?
My Jeep.
Dave's driving a Jeep for this week.
Yeah, almost two weeks. It'll be a week and a half, actually. And it's a 392.
How's that thing getting on the freeway? To come to the Lost Lizard.
I know, but
you're a week late.
I know.
How's that thing merging onto the freeway? Does it have enough get up and go, Dave?
Dude, I got no issues whatsoever.
He has a 392. Are you kidding me?
Get up and go?
470 horsepower.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. No hill is too steep.
And this thing will, it's got lockers, front and rear. I mean,
it's so nice.
Yeah, it's really. It's so really nice. What you want it to be.
Yes.
It's really what any Jeep owner would like it to be.
And if I could have afforded it, that would have been the one that I would have.
Dude, that's $80,000+.
Your first aftermarket is a rack to hold the gas cans all around the perimeter.
Well, if you're anything like me, you don't let it get lower than half a tank, and that's $50. Okay, so there's the real deal. But I'm glad you guys. Now, you said you had some legislative.
So we have some stuff going on.
Is this midterm going to help us or hurt us?
Hurt us. Locally, it's not going to make a big difference. Nationally, with the Republicans taking over
the
House of Representatives, that's a good thing because they can stop
the
liberal agenda.
But it looks good.
We don't know for sure, but it looks good for us. The Senate's not good, but if the House becomes...
Well, the Senate's done, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Senate's done, and that's what scares me. What scares me about that is
because they make appointments.
Appointments of the judges. So
I love it.
Because the judges make the law.
80% of the United States doesn't like the direction we're going in.
And yet that's the direction that was chosen.
Now that's the direction we're going in.
Yep.
So trip and fall.
So there's some stuff going on. So we talked about Red Rock State Park. A few weeks ago, Red Rock Canyon State Park is forming a management plan. They just extended the comment period all the way to December 16th. And Audrey pointed out that they currently allow green sticker vehicles in there. So when they do these kind of plans, they follow what's called CEQA, California Environmental Quality Act. So that's what's known as the environmental work. And in CEQA, they're required to come up with alternatives at the draft stage, and then people can comment on the different drafts.
Yeah.
So they only have two alternatives. One is how it is now, and the other is how they'd like it to be. So there's really no alternatives because they can't go back and have it the way it is. So that in itself, I've seen lawsuits saying that there weren't enough alternatives.
Yep.
So the way it is now, you can have green sticker vehicles. In alternative two, there are no green sticker vehicles in the park.
Yeah, it's
and I'm a little
vehicle.
Concerned. Dove Springs is a little to the north and Jawbone Canyon's to the south, and people like to go from one to the other. And I need to look closer at the map to see if there are routes that they need to go through there. So we'll be making comments, and we'll talk about that in coming weeks. Johnson Valley is the biggest green sticker area in the state, maybe the country. Johnson Valley, it's really big, but it's not as big as it used to be because the Marines at 29 Palms expanded into it. And a portion of the land there is what's known as shared use, whereas one or two times a year, the Marines close it for maneuvers. And right now, they just sent out an email last week saying that they would like the public to comment on the shared use area. And they don't say much about what's going on with it. They're just saying, make comments. So we're going to look into that and make some comments.
Which, you know, that could be scary because the last time they attacked it, they wanted to completely take it away from us. And we submitted over 21,000 comments. I remember Steve Gardner from California, rest his soul.
He did a lot for this.
He took up, he printed them all. He had a printing shop. He printed every single comment. And they wheeled him on dollies in to Sacramento and did this whole, you know, almost ceremonial.
Just a big project.
Big show, big dog and pony show to prove, you know, this is everybody.
That
you're poking a beehive
like
and you're, you know, and it worked. It 100% worked. Mm. So I didn't
They
know.
Wanted to take a lot more than they ended up getting. There was a compromise. We still lost plenty. I'm upset about that. And the military, if you watch what they do, they tend to gear up and train and work towards fighting the last war.
Yeah.
So they were looking at the Gulf War with Iraq when they were looking at Johnson Valley, and they're not looking at future wars, which is
kind of weird.
It's kind of weird. Like, why? And I don't know. I'm not a military expert, but it's just kind of frustrating that they want to take over an area for large scale ground force operations that will highly unlikely ever happen again.
Well, look at Camp Pendleton and look how much property they have all the way out to the ocean. And if you want to talk about Middle East, they have that little Middle East compound that's right to the
on the ocean that they practice at.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the structures and,
yeah,
and it's actually
grow
on both sides of the freeway if
it
you
is
look real close.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
and
them over
there.
And
they've got bunkers built
but,
in.
But, you know, if they
can
get it, hey, if they can get the property for free, why not? I mean, that's their mindset, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure what these comments are. Do you know what the comments are and what they're looking for?
It just said that they're looking at the public's comments for the shared use area.
Mm.
So I don't know if there's anything deeper.
Well, I know that they were supposed to close down in October for a couple weeks for it, and they didn't. There was a big thing saying that they were not going to use it and
they've
train
done it.
There.
They've closed it in times where it doesn't matter. They've closed it in August where nobody goes out there.
Yeah, it's usually.
And they've closed it in the spring a few times in April where we would like to go, but
see,
we're not that long. Like
King
2 weeks.
King of the Hammers ruins the negative comments. Because what's the biggest negative comment for an off-road group that goes into an area? When they leave, it looks, it's destroyed.
It's
a disaster. King of the Hammers, I don't care. Once they're gone within a week's time, you don't know they were there.
Yeah.
So that group, and I'm just giving this as an accolade and hats off to these people because they realized it. And that's what we need, that same mindset in Imperial Valley. We need people to stop dragging your trash out there. We need to stop the shooters bringing targets out there. I don't care if you bring them out there, but you take all that crap back with you.
You manage to get it out there, you can get
it
home.
You can get it back in. That's exactly right.
That's for the dunes.
We were staging, and KJ and Ed were gone, and they were out doing the route, and I hear some shooters, and they literally on the mud hill right against our base camp.
Shooting towards us, but there's a big hill in between.
Shooting towards us, but there's a big hill
between. They're using the hill as a backstop.
Using the hill as the backstop, and I hear it, and I'm like, that sounds like it's right there. So I just, you know, take the dog, go over.
I thought you drove. No, I walked over. That close.
Yeah, I walked over because it was just right on the other side of the mud hill, and I'm like, oh, hey, yeah, look at everything you guys brought out. No tarps, no nothing. They're shooting it up, and I was like, you realize I'm hosting a desert cleanup here? You realize I'm the Off-Road Coalition? I don't want to see any of this left here. I took pictures of their vehicle. I took pictures of the people, and I said, if you guys do not pick up any of this stuff and any of it is left, you can bet I will go on radio and blast you, and I will post your pictures and your vehicle all over social media.
What'd
Thanks,
they say?
Guys.
What'd they say?
They didn't want anything to do with me whatsoever.
No way.
So yeah.
They did.
They cleaned up their stuff, and it's because I took pictures of them, and I showed them my picture. I'm like, just so you know. Hi, I'm Audrey Mason. I'm with San Diego Off-Road Coalition. We're out here doing a desert cleanup. I really hope you clean up all of the stuff that you brought. And if you don't, I got photos of you. And I'm not afraid to blast you.
But wasn't it dangerous them shooting?
We'll call the sheriff,
But wasn't it a little bit dangerous having them shoot as close to where you guys were?
No, it's open. It's Bureau of Land Management. You can stage anywhere out there. And I'm not going to tell anybody that they can't shoot there. I'm a person, I like to pull off. They were staged. They had it into the hill.
You know
it was
funny,
not a dangerous.
Isn't that like a half a mile away is a shooting range that's you can go in and it's really safe.
But they
it's
probably
organized.
Charge.
It's a day use and it's an honor system and it's $10 a day for day use on an honor system. Come on, people.
What do you think the ammo costs these days
it's almost a buck a bullet nowadays. I mean, you don't even want
to afford to shoot. You can afford $10 to go into an organized place.
Well, thank you, Tierra del Sol, 4x4 Club.
Thanks, Bo.
Thank you to all of our sponsors.
Bill. Join S-D-O-R-C.
Become a member.
Org.
Amy Vollmer, who helps.
$25. $25. You can't buy breakfast for $25.
All the McFeeders.
All right, we're going to take a break. Yak Radio coming up right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The
Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.